listen in one. Read, listen, and choose the correct answer. One.
Excuse me, I think I got lost. I was wondering if you could give me a hand here. It's my first time in the city. I'm looking for the National Museum. A friend of mine sent me this map, but haven't been able to find it. I need to take these documents to that place before noon, and it's been about 2 hours, and I can't just figure out the address. So, would you be so kind to walk me there? I got a feeling I'm near.
Two.
Yes, I know. I hate being late, but there's nothing I can do. It's just that I forgot to take my medicine and I'm not feeling well. Maybe by working some extra hours, I could make it up. Yes, I know. So, could you let Mr. Brown know about it as soon as he gets to the office? The nurse here says I'm up next. I have to go now. Thanks for helping me out with...
Three.
And now we go with Susan Dunn, who's on the spot.
Yes, thank you, Mary. Good evening, everyone. We are expecting news any minute soon as both party spokesmen have called the press in the building for a conference. They just said to us that all the members of the organizations have left their hotels and are on their way here. We have some people waiting outside, so they can let us know the moment they get here, and the moment that happens, we'll be back to you.
Okay, Suzanne, thanks for your report. Now it's time for...
Four.
Well, it's been a long way, and I have to say there's always been something different. I've had some successes and some failures, but this journey's been great. I mean, I felt anxious many times, and sometimes I've gone through tough times trying to figure out what to do. It means everything but feeling frustrated. I can't tell that's ever happened to me, as I've always learned something good from the bad. Some colleagues have told me many times that it's surprising for them to see how I've been able to overcome difficulties. They've implied some jealousy feeling on me, but I don't think that's true because they have always shown appreciation and respect. So, it's not something...
Five.
So many people seem not to understand how dangerous having a vehicle is. It's not just something you get to feel good and get you moving around easily and comfortably. I mean, they must understand that's a huge responsibility because they are not the only ones on the road. They tend to disobey driving rules, which have not been created to bother nobody but to protect all drivers on the flow. Besides, we are many times forced to pay for safety requirements or some adjustments for the inside of the vehicles, and I firmly believe that we must get some set places to get our business running without being in.
Six.
Listen, I don't see the point in going over it again. I should have known better you wouldn't keep your word. You said you wanted some advice from me on whether it was a good time to do that or not. I don't understand why you bought that when you actually knew you couldn't afford it. It was not the right time. We talked about it many times that I thought you had taken notice. This car looks cool, but next time you fancy doing something like this, don't try to persuade me that you're doing the right thing. I can't believe...
Seven.
Would anyone object to the low ranking the service has been labeled lately? I don't think so. Take this. Over the last few weeks, I've had to wait 3/4 of an hour, at least, to catch a bus. I can't believe that it takes ages to them to get to my stop. And that's not all. All the people that use this route claim that they've had to leave home earlier if they want to get to work on time. And the worst part of it is that they get home so late that they don't have enough free time to spend with their families. Yeah, you're right. And it has nothing to do with the fares, as they are fair. Yes, and it's neither an unsafe area nor an average one, so there's no reason to call it an unreliable business. If they just take into account that the number of buses they have in flow is not enough for all the people that need to get moving around by them.
Eight.
Well, when I decided to start competing professionally, I thought I had gotten to the highest point in my career. I never thought retirement would be, as I would have many achievements to be proud of. Last time I won, I noticed that there's always something more to achieve. Now that I'm about to hit this new race, after 10 years of professional racing, I realize that it gets more challenging day in and day out. And that's because every time I get to be part of a competition, which is about every 3 months, I have to compete younger athletes, and they have such tremendous skills that I sometimes feel that retirement is coming up. Not that I want to do that now, but I may consider doing it quite soon.